Hi everybody, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Mary, and I am going to be talking about the Sony ECM-DS70P microphone, external mic, that I have plugged into the Olympus DS320M machine. I have the mic directly plugged into the machine itself, so unfortunately, since I'm holding the machine in one hand, and I've got headphones on so that I'm monitoring the sound, you will get a little bit of rattle from the mic, but that's just the way it goes. I suppose I could easily just plug the mic into the cable and then connect the cable to me, but then every time I moved around, you would hear rattle. So I don't know. You can't win either way. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the mic because a lot of people have asked about it. And I thought there ought to be something on BCT about it. So I'm going to just do a short demo and a short description. This microphone is a T-shaped mic. And it's probably about an inch and a quarter from the leftmost portion of the T to the rightmost portion. I am talking into the left channel right now. Right channel is about I'd say about a foot away from me. The left channel is probably about maybe 10 inches, I guess, if you want to factor in the actual length of the mic. It's unique in that you can use a couple of different methods of plugging the mic into the recorder. You can plug it directly into a mic jack if that's the way you want to do it. And that's how I've got it now. Or you can plug in the cable that comes with the mic, because a cable has a jack and the mic has a plug on the end of it, and you can attach the cable and use it as you would a regular microphone. The advantage to that is that, in addition, it comes with a little clip so that you can clip the mic onto yourself. And I'm not sure if this thing will work with regular cassette machines. I don't think so. It's made for smaller recorders. Mini disc, I suppose, would work with this, but I've been using it with my various Olympus machines. The advantage to this is that there seems to be quite a bit of stereo separation here. It's a larger mic than what you would normally see. As far as how tall it is from the top of the T down to the part that plugs into either the cable or the recorder itself, it's probably about an inch and a half. So it's a bit larger, as I said, but that adds to the sturdiness of the microphone. You don't have to be constantly worrying about, well, you know, what if I do something horrible to this thing and it drops on the floor? Is it going to be forever broken? I don't think so. It seems to be built for sturdy handling. I tend to use this mic if I want it to pick up stereo separation a little better. Quite often, though, I do like to use the built-in mics for the recorder because it's so much more convenient to just pick up the machine and go. But this is a nice microphone to have around, depending on what you want to do with it. And it's, as I said, it's a fairly straightforward mic. There really isn't too much to tell you about it. I think I paid about $70 for it on Amazon. I can't remember exactly now what the price was. But the only thing that I wanted to comment on about it is that it doesn't seem to have the bassiness that many of the sound professional mics have. So if you are looking for a Sony mic that's easy to use and flexible, it does have a gooseneck on it. I wish the gooseneck was a little bit taller, though. You can adjust it, assuming that you've got the left channel on the left side. You can adjust it in three positions towards you, but you cannot adjust it away from you. It either stands up straight, or you have a couple of other positions so that you can move the mic so it's slanted a little bit towards you, but you cannot slant it in the other direction to pick up stuff like people across the room, things like that. But it's a as I said, it's fine for what it is, and I'm very happy with it. So if you're looking for a mic, this is a possibility, and you can easily get it. I got it from Amazon. I'm not sure if Sound Professionals or some of the other places have it. But check it out if you're looking for something that's easy to use and has a couple of different possibilities as far as how to plug it in to what and what to plug it into. And with that, I'm going to sign off. I hope that you enjoyed this. Take care, and bye for now.